Greetings. What is about to follow is a large chunk, about 10 minutes or so, of rambly audio where I attempt to and fail to explain Mastodon in simple terms. I was on a dog walk. I was kind of excited and probably full of coffee, and I've been waiting all day to post this, and then I listened to it and I'm like, oh, it's not even doing the thing I wanted it to do. So listen to it if you want, or skip forwards 10 minutes or so, and I will attempt to summarize in a concise and eloquent way what it was I was trying to say throughout this. If you do get to the end and you've listened to all of it, let me know and I'll give you a virtual hug, badge, award type thing. Cheers for listening in advance, if you're not doing anything else. Can you hear the rain everywhere? And I'm in my element because my waterproof jacket is my favourite thing at the moment, because I found it on a sail rail and it should have been double the price. It's a Paramo jacket and it's there at kind of top of the range, so although it still cost a hefty amount of money, the awesomeness of what it can do is evident now, because every time it's rained and the dog doesn't want to go out, I'm like, we're going out. Not so much as a kit test, but to walk along and feel like you have this comfortable, breathable force field all around you. I'm normally, where I'm standing right now by this pond is like just bristling with birdsong, but you can mostly hear the road, and I guess that's because of all the sound reflections due to the amount of water falling from the sky right now. I'm standing under a trusty large oak tree, which has probably given shelter to people in the same way for hundreds of years. But this isn't what I want to talk about, weather and clothing. I'm still in my shorts, and I'm testing a pair of like Vivo barefoot boots out to see if they're going to be waterproof when they need to be waterproof, just from rain really and wet grass. Now I wanted to talk about Mastodon because it's really come into its own recently, and I think it's because I followed a particular hashtag after a festival, EMF camp, on Mastodon, that it really kind of exploded into, yes, these are my people. Even though I was already following amateur radio and what other hashtags, the Audiomo one of course, and other such stuff. I think cycling I followed as well, but cyclists can be kind of such a like varied bunch, and there's a lot of people who are time checking and things like that. I probably should just follow Brompton or people on gravel bikes that are not really trying to race each other. It was listening to the podcast this morning in my hood of from Ant Short, who is Anthony Short, who is not short, or is he? No, I don't think so. Actually, he's probably the same height or a bit taller than me, so probably if hanging around my kids, he'd be classed as short. And he does this fantastic podcast called Therapy For Me. Search it out. It's from A Short Stories. See what he did there. It's well worth a listen. It is exactly what it says. It's therapy for himself, but he talks about politics so eloquently and knowledgeably. But he seems to like report to you a lot from both sides. So well worth a listen. And also the small talk that always leads to big talk. So anyway, he was talking this morning about he joined up to Mastodon. And I do remember last week, and he did it because I said that Audiomo, which doesn't really have any rules, but is dead casual, is featuring quite nicely on there. It's really come into its own for lots of reasons, because Threads hides people's posts, we realised, even if you hashtag them. I don't use that, but it has been discovered and reported. Twitter is the bin fire that it is. And I'm trying to think of the other places that I hang out. Where I do Blue Sky. Blue Sky's not too bad, but it's kind of turning the way of Twitter very slowly, I think. I maybe need to readdress the network and do some curation. So he did pop up, and I am on a certain server which does say, you know, you need to okay people. Maybe that's something in my settings, I'm not sure. Oh, there's a dog coming with some people that I don't know, so there will be some mild interruptions. So with that in mind, I thought I'd explain roughly what Mastodon is about and why you kind of don't really need to think about the complexity of it that much. Hang on, come here. She's harmless, she just wants to play. Come here. This way. Good girl. I'm under a different tree now because I wanted to get off the path. Got to be careful though. Dogs poo down here. Yeah, so Mastodon. Think of Mastodon as this sprawling land of islands, and all the islands, which are actually servers, each server is an island, are linked to by bridges. The best thing to do is sign up to a server, something that might align with your interests. There was just a few servers on when I joined those few years ago, and so I just joined Octodon because it looked like a friendly bunch. And I'm still on that server. It's a very small server. I'm not sure if they're taking any more invites, but there are so many out there. There's servers for amateur radio operators. There's servers for everybody. But a lot of people have kind of gone on the standard Mastodon social, which is free. Some people make their own. My friend Ross just made his own server. A little bit of trial and error. You do have to know a little bit about networking and stuff should you want to start running a server from home, but he's got a very cool name now because he's got his own URL and his own server in operation, and he's just thrown out the bridges to everywhere and anywhere that he wants at the moment, so it works for him, and he's technically the only person on that server. He's got like a private island, which has pros and cons. Now if you make the wrong decision, I'll join the wrong server, you can click a button and it'll migrate pretty much all of your data. It won't migrate your start date to Mastodon, which is weird, but kind of makes sense in one regard. And you can shift everything. The whole thing is your network, your connections, your friends and followers, whatever you want to call them, they will all move with you should you export yourself to another server. That's the great thing about it. If you want to simplify it even more, sign up, download an app, get stuck in by following some hashtags. And that's the key here, the following of hashtags. Let's go down here, come here. This way. I'm going to take the dog. There's another dog coming who doesn't look very friendly. I'm just going to cross this rock bridge and try not to fall in. What's this? This way, come on. Squirrel. That might get her. Squirrel. Oh, God, nearly knocked me over because I said squirrel. All right, now we're in the woods on the other side of a brook. And I'm going to stand here like some strange person talking to the trees with a microphone. Right, where was I? Yeah, download an app. There's lots of different apps out there. Some people pay for their apps, some people don't. I have paid, I think, for a couple of apps, but not subscription, because I wanted to see what those apps are doing. I think I paid for Ice Cubes, which is the one I use most of all. It's a lovely app on iOS. And there's also MetaText, which I don't think is supported anymore. I hope it's still on the app store, because that is a brilliant little app as well, and I don't think that cost anything, probably why it's not supported anymore. So and then some people are using Ivory, which I think might be a subscription. I'd rather give money to my server and pay for the app outright and kind of app hop, if that makes sense. If that suddenly goes, you know, AWOL, I'll just get another app. But Ivory is made by Tapbots, who did the very, very awesome apps for Twitter, and then got shafted, is that the correct word? We'll use that, by Twitter when the APIs got locked down. So get a good app, and immediately, you know, take Ant for example. He probably wants to follow running. He might want to follow the Audiemo hashtag, and I don't know if he wants to follow politics, UK politics maybe. But there are some amazing features just in the desktop platform. So in the browser, you've got these columns. It looks complicated. Click around, have a play, curate, and gather the people. Find the 10 people you really didn't want to leave behind on Twitter and see if they are there on Mastodon for starters, and then start populating your feeds. You can hone it and curate it and chisel it down later on. It's as simple as that. It's as simple or as complicated as you want to make it, because it is such a brilliant way of working. We're talking about a federated system, and that's, in my mind, where, you know, you have control over your network and you can move from place to place with your network and your profile. I think that, for me, is the way forward more than anything else. So, how's that for you? I forgot about Facebook. I didn't mention Facebook at all because I don't really do Facebook. I don't really miss it, apart from when everybody left Twitter and some of them went to Threads, and because it's familiar and easy. But again, I don't trust them. So, how long is this audio? We're no wetter because this jacket is awesome, and the dog is now aching to go back over the little brook. I shall take a photograph of the brook to go with this, and the rocks that are on it, and I'll try to get the dog in it as well, and say thank you for listening, and speak to you soon. Hope that was a little bit of a rambling insight as I continue on with the dog walk.
Well, I don't know if you're as confused as I am, but that was not a simple explanation. I am going to summarise in the hope I can make some sense out of what I just said. Looking at my CO2 meter in here, it says 1,787 parts per million. So let's see if my addled, oxygen-starved brain can give you a summary of Mastodon. Okay, it's a decentralized social network, we've got that, and it operates differently from centralized platforms like Twitter or Facebook, which is, I think we're good to go on that. So instead of this single corporately controlled platform, Mastodon consists of a network of independent servers, also called instances. Servers and instances are interchangeable, as are islands, which I like to think of it as this island and that island and the other island. They're all run by different communities or individuals. I imagine at some point you'll have corporations probably coming in and running their own instance. You can band together and block certain islands, so lift the bridges between the islands, but let's not complicate things again. This running your own instance enables you this autonomy over the data and where and when it connects, and self-governance in general. So the instances are all federated, meaning that they can communicate and share content with each other, and this creates the distributed social network with users interacting across all of the different servers. So that's as complicated as it gets, I think. And the decentralized structure aims to provide an alternative. That's all, an alternative to all the centrally controlled platforms and all the issues they have. Let's look at the few things you have to do to get started on Mastodon. Find an instance and sign up to it. Brilliant. Create a profile. Easy peasy. Then just start following people and hashtags. That's important. Do the people and the hashtags. Just following the hashtags is fantastic, but you're going to have more conversation if there's people you know or that you're interested in chatting with on there as well. And then post your first toot. Yes, I'm afraid it's called a toot, as if it comes from the trunk of a Mastodon. And then explore further. Download an app for your phone, make sure you can carry it mobile with you, then keep in touch with the conversation, have your notifications turned on, and check both the local and the federated timelines, you know, step by step. Does that make any more sense? This is one of the longest pieces of audio I've done for Audiomo, and today is day 10 just, so I'm going to get this out there. I hope that does the job. And Anthony, if you are listening, if you have listened, well done. I know how busy you are. And speak to you later. Thank you for whoever got to the end. Cheerio. Documentally.